Sabbath is a day set aside for rest and worship. My clergy sabbatical was sort of an extended Sabbath, 3 months of paid leave, paid for by a grant from the Lilly Corporation, for the purpose of rest and renewal. Today we're going to create a space for you to experience a little bit of Sabbath by modeling our sermon time on the Compline service observed at the end of each day at Genesee Abbey. Three special notes before we begin. First, the majority of the experience will involve chanting psalms. For our purposes, Daniel will chant the first lines of each set, and the congregation will respond with the lines written in bold print. St. Augustine said this about the psalms: "The psalm is spoken in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, both head and members. He is the head, we are the members. Not without good reason, then, his voice is ours, and our voice is also his. Let us therefore listen to the psalm and recognize in it the voice of Christ." Second, while I was at the Abbey, the monks were including 10 minutes of silence at the end of each Vespers service for the adoration of the Blessed Virgin. During those 10 minutes, I chose to pray silently using my personal prayer beads rather than adoring the Virgin Mary. We will hold that silent space open for your silent prayers, and just to calm your fears, we will only observe 3 minutes of silence for your prayers. Third, I realize that our silent moments might not be exactly silent. We enjoy excellent acoustics that will bring outside noises right in, and we have children who are always welcome, and restless adults who are always welcome, that may keep our space from being completely silent, but you'll get the idea. And remember that while this contemplative experience may not be your favorite way to worship, for someone else, it is. Take joy in that. Let us begin.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk to you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sun. Silence.
O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, both now and forever. The God who is, who was, and is to come at the end of the ages. O Lord, our sovereign God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet. All sheep and oxen, and also the beast of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, both now and forever. The God who is, who was, and is to come, at the end of the ages.
From the Gospel of Luke, the 13th chapter, verses 10 through 17. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had been crippled for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that Jesus was doing.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me.
You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away.
You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways.
Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely.
You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it.
Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence?
If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
If if I take the wings of the morning and settle the far east limits of the sea,
even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast.
If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night.
Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, the God who is, who was, and is to come, at the end of the ages.
The second reading from the Gospel of Mark, the second chapter, beginning at the 23rd verse. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And Jesus said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. And he gave some to his companions." Then Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy dominion come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the dominion and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Lord, you are favorable to your land. You restore the fortunes of Jacob.
You forgave the iniquity of your people. You pardoned all their sin.
You withdrew all your wrath. You turn from your heart anger.
Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us.
Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations?
Will you not revive us again, so that your people may rejoice in you?
Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak.
For he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts.
Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land.
Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other.
Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky.
The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase.
Righteousness will go before him, and will make a path for his steps.
Praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, the God who is, who was, and is to come, at the end of the ages.
The Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. In the name of the Creator and the Christ and the Holy Spirit. Amen.